So you ever been on Twitter? Do you follow anyone on Twitter? I don't know anything about Twitter. My guest, Melissa Dittman Tracy, I meant to ask her if she was married to Dick Tracy. God, I forget. At Housing Muse. I just keep thinking, I keep waiting to hear .com or something. I don't know what that means. So it's just at Housing Muse Twitter. I'll have to try something. You know what, Richard? If you start a Twitter account, I will be your first follower. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending September 27, 2019, the 39th week of the year, 2019, and the 1099th week. I've compiled these statistics in a row. Single-family residences only and just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta. First of three categories, new listings. 25 new listings hit the books this week. Not a lot. A low of $869,000 on Stowe Canyon Road and a high of $14.9 million on Hot Springs Road. Of the 25 new listings, guess how many were under $1 million? Two? No, one. And it's the one on Stowe Canyon. Median price, $2.7 million for the 25 new escrows, new listings. Mm-hmm. And that's high. I think the median price for all active listings is about $2 million. Second category, opened escrows, 22 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending September 27th, 2019. Year-to-date, we're averaging 20.77 sales per week. So 22 opened escrows. Hope they all close. A low of $699,000 on Carmelita Avenue. Did they make a song about that? Wasting away in Carmelita Avenue. And a high of $9,998,000 in Hollister Ranch. 10 of the 22 opened escrows were under $1 million. So you'd think the median price would be right at $1 million, but there was a big jump. Median price, $1,349,000. For the 22 opened escrows, again, year-to-date median sales price, $1,316,500. And median price for the 22 opened escrows, $1,349,000. And the third and final category behind door number three, sold listings, 24 even luckier people closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending September 27th, 2019. A low of $750,000. On Del Norte Drive, and a high of $5,995,000 on Burnhamwood Drive. Only six of the 24 sold listings were under $1 million. That's 25%. Median price for the 24 sold listings, $1,363,000. Again, helping maintain the median price year to date of $1,316,500 with those sales. Now, I only do single-family homes, and occasionally I'll find condos and things stuck in, so I eliminate those. But it occurred to me, the high of the opened escrows and the high of the sold listings, one's in Hollister Ranch and one's in Burnhamwood Drive. Now, Burnhamwood, it's a gated community, single-family homes, but it's kind of maybe technically a PUD. And yet I've always included those in my stats for the last 1,099 weeks. So it's too late to change now. But I figure if you have $5,995,000, we're going to call it a home. If anyone asks you what percentage of the listings are in escrow right now, tell them 21%, which is about what it was last year, 20%. We have 122 listings in escrow as of September 27th. Last year at this time, we had 109. A year before that, 127. A year before that, 122. A year before that, 112. Amazing how clustered the numbers are. In 2012, there were 210 listings in escrow on the 39th week of the year. Whoa. Had a lot. That's amazing. You know what else is amazing? We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT, if you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question. Because remember, I can answer any question eventually.